Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
On from 1 till 4. Then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell Show on demand on the iHeart app. Moist line is 877-MOIST-86 for Friday. Let it out. 877-MOIST-86. And we are now going to talk with a man and his attorney. The man is Huey Tran, and he was on the Boeing flight that started the string of news stories about bad Boeing flights. Alaska Airlines on January 5th, that was the door plug blowout from Portland to Ontario. This happened in row 26. It was row 27 where Huey Tran was sitting, and it was quite the trauma. He's going to come on here with his attorney, Ari Friedman. Let's get Huey Tran and Ari Friedman on. Huey, how are you?
Hi, good. Thank you very much for having me.
And Ari Friedman, welcome to the show as well.
Thank you, John. Happy to be here.
Huey, tell us about it. What was it like?
Craziest thing I've ever seen, and I've had a few near-death experiences in the past, but this is nothing like it. A giant hole from the top of the cabin all the way to the floor, 2 feet in front of me. I can see the city lights. I can see the traffic below, the freezing air blowing in. I was either die from freezing or the plane was going to fall apart. It was extremely, extremely scary. I did not think I was going to make it.
Was there any buildup to when the plug finally blew out? Did you hear noises or wind whistling?
I myself didn't hear anything. I had just closed my eyes for a second or two. I heard a whoosh sound, opened my eyes, and the door was already gone. It happened so fast.
Now the door was hidden by a panel, right? They had covered up the door plug.
Yeah, I didn't even know there was a door there until the news afterwards, because they covered it and it looked like a normal window.
Was anyone sitting in those two seats beforehand? I found it odd. I had read that there were 6 empty seats out of 171. What are the odds that 2 of the 6 were right next to that plug? And made me think.
I want to say there were so many odds at play. Actually, there was nobody sitting in the two seats right next to the door. There was somebody in the aisle seat, and the kid to my right was going to go sit at the window seat because it was open. His mother convinced him not to stay by her side because she was on opposite aisle seat.
Wow.
That
So, all right. So there's this tremendous sucking sound as the cabin's depressurized. What did this do to your body? I mean, how did you feel the sucking force, and were you fighting it?
For me, I was in the middle seat, and I didn't feel as much pressure. Kung, to the left of me, my friend, he told us afterwards his body was lifted up off his seat. He can feel himself rising out of his seat. For me, between the shock and the loud wind, it's very hard to hear anything that was happening. I was just staring around and trying my best to stay calm and figure out anything I could do to keep myself safe, including, you know, pulling on my belt, make sure it was tight, and pulling the mask down.
Oh, yes, the oxygen mask. Did you have any trouble breathing during this?
For me, like I said, the adrenaline and the rush, I didn't feel any missing oxygen, but I was told that that's normal, that you don't normally feel it, so I just put it on just in case. One of the flight attendants also came up with an air canister just in case. I've recently been told that the mask only has enough oxygen for maybe 13 minutes, actually. So
is that right?
That's new to me.
Well, that's not much.
Apparently, it's just enough for the plane to land. I thought that it would have oxygen for quite a long time, but
you would think.
No, that's why. Yeah, that's why. So I saw a pile of extra air canisters that they took out that they were ready to distribute. So that makes sense.
How many minutes before the plane landed? You remember?
You know, it's very hard to say. It was hard to say because the stress and you're in the moment. It felt like forever, honestly. In reality, I want to say it was 10, 15 minutes before they figured out.
Yeah.
If they were going to land on an open space or end it, but we felt, and because of the giant hole in the plane, we could see that it was making a turn.
Were people screaming on the plane? Was there panic?
Like I said, because of the wind, I could not hear screams that there was.
Yeah.
Right. But I think people were so scared that they tried to stay seated and stay secure instead of trying to panic and move around or anything. There was a scary calmness that it was like we were going to make it or not kind of thing. It was thinking our last thought kind of scariness.
So the plane lands, I guess it circled back to Portland, and everybody just leaves the plane. That's it. Did the crew, the pilots, did anybody tell you anything? Explain what was going on?
No, we did not get any information. I and my friend was allowed off the plane first because he was hurt. So I escorted him out, and we got a wheelchair and wheeled out. We did not get any additional information at the time. We were just told to deboard and try to figure a way to rebook the plane.
And good luck.
Rebook it back. Good luck. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. How long did it take before, like, you calmed down and realized what you just went through? I mean, that must have been such a huge surge of adrenaline.
There definitely was, and I would say there's probably several stages. The first stage, I think what you're asking about, is probably within the first 1 to 3 hours, where it was just disbelief of what just happened, and then commiserating and talking to other people while we're in line trying to figure out alternate travel plans to talk about how crazy it was and share the experience. That shock was there.
Yeah, we're talking.
It didn't really sink.
No, I just want to say we're talking.
Sink in for another week or two, you know.
Really, we're talking with Huey Tran. He was a passenger in row 27, one row behind from where the door plug blew out on Alaska Airlines back in January, and his attorney Ari Friedman. All right, Ari, lay out the lawsuit here. You're representing seven passengers who were on the plane?
That's right, Sean. And fundamentally what we're looking at is that the bolts that were used to hold this door plug in place were not installed during the manufacturing process. So the lawsuit is looking at the manufacturer, Boeing, and Spirit AeroSystems, who actually made the plug, wondering why during routine assembly and maintenance, these bolts, which were critical to securing the plug to the fuselage, were not installed.
Is this something Alaska should have noticed, their maintenance crew?
Well, you know, John, unfortunately, we are still very early on in the investigation. The NTSB, Boeing, Spirit AeroSystems are all involved in that investigation. We are not. So we only have very scant information, the information that we are given. We aren't really able to do much investigation ourselves. Right now, it appears that the plane was delivered without the bolts to Alaska, and there was no further maintenance. But again, we need the opportunity to, you know, have the chance to look at the plane ourselves and do our investigation to make sure.
Do you have you had other cases in your practice dealing with airlines and these kind of issues?
Yes, we have.
I was going to say, you probably have read the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal investigations in recent days, just the complete disaster, it seems, that Boeing is when it comes to quality control and their production lines. I mean, my head spins every time that a new story comes out. Have you ever seen anything like this? Had you heard about this over the years at Boeing?
You know, I don't want to necessarily say aviation insiders, but people who have been paying attention to Boeing have watched this slow and sometimes rapid decline, this shift from Boeing once being a prideful engineering powerhouse to one that's making monetary and business decisions to honor deadlines over quality and profits over people. So this is not something necessarily new for us in seeing how Boeing is approaching its manufacturing process, especially as it pertains to the 737 MAX. But again, you know, this near tragedy highlights the state that Boeing is in, and it's our hope in the lawsuit that we can start putting pressure on them to effectuate real change.
All right, Ari. Huey, I guess you feel like you're on your second life now, right?
For sure. I mean, definitely.
Okay. Well, yeah, you have seven more to go after this. So good luck, Huey.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for your time.
Ari Friedman, his attorney, thank you for coming on.
Appreciate it, John. Happy to be here.
All right. Now, that was an Alaska Airlines flight, Boeing, and it landed at Portland Airport. We have another Alaska Airlines flight, a Boeing plane, landing at Portland Airport with another issue. We'll tell you about it when we come back. You didn't hear this one?
No.
Oh, good.
Can't wait.
All right, big day here.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up at 3:30, we're going to talk about the shocking Supreme Court decision. They sided temporarily, at least, with Texas against the federal government. Texas has passed its own immigration laws, and they can arrest people, says the Supreme Court, for crossing illegally. Really? That's never happened before. Never got a verdict like that in memory. We'll tell you about it coming up after 3:30. And I'm also going to tell you in just a minute about the CEO of Hertz Rental Cars getting tossed for a really amusing reason, or amusing to me. He bet the farm on electric cars. And it's cost the company a lot of money, and it's cost him his job as the electric car fad continues to implode. But as promised, Alaska Airlines, a Boeing plane, Portland Airport, that is where all the drama happened with the door plug. You believe that guy's story? We just had Huey Tran on. He was a passenger on the door plug plane, and he was just on with us. He was one row behind. How about, I mean, you would have gotten sucked out, probably.
I totally would have. And so I wouldn't be here to talk about my experience. So it was good that you had that guy. It was good that I wasn't on that plane.
Huey has a little more weight to him.
You know what? If I didn't get sucked out, I would be in a mental facility. I'd be so traumatized.
He seems to have bounced back.
I know. He was very calm.
Very calm, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Here's the new story involving Alaska Airlines, a Boeing plane, and Portland Airport. An Alaska plane from Washington descended into Portland, and its windshield cracked. It was carrying 159 passengers and six crew members, and a crack appeared on the inner windshield. And the crew followed all their checklists. They safely landed the plane. I didn't know this, but Alaska Airlines 737s, they have a five-layer windscreen. An outer pane, three middle layers, and then an inner pane. So if one pane breaks, you don't get sucked out of the plane.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I didn't know this.
I didn't either.
So you can maintain cabin pressure with the other four layers. Otherwise, you know, it can't shatter, in other words.
So what happens if the first one shatters and then the second one and then the third one?
I don't know. I guess, well, you know, I mean, sometimes birds or geese get sucked into the engine or they smash into the windshield.
Right.
And on a car, you know, that could cause, you know, a hole. But on a plane, I didn't know they had five layers.
Well, that's a little reassuring.
But the thing is, why is it Alaska again and Portland and Boeing? And I was looking at all the list of the Boeing incidents, and there's about eight or nine of them now. And most of them are on the West Coast. It's lost either where the flight originates, where it was going to land, where the emergency landing was. United flies all over the country, and I'm sure they have international flights. Boeing has planes all over the world.
So what do you think, John?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Why is it San Francisco, Los Angeles, Portland, and a couple out of Australia? But the Australia planes, one of them was headed to San Francisco.
I think it's just random.
You think it's random?
I do. But,
I mean, there's hundreds of other airports that Boeing lands.
I know. And now that you're talking about it, you're going to hear more. This is just going to keep unraveling. It's not going to just stay to these cities.
I don't know. I'm thinking conspiracy, sabotage.
I know, but, well, then somebody needs to interview all the mechanics and all the people that deal with the planes from those areas.
Mathematically, it's not possible. You have nine incidents and they cluster around just the West Coast.
I'm not good at math, so I don't know.
Mathematically, I still don't get how those two seats were empty next to the door.
Well, yeah, that is either divine intervention or it was sabotage and people knew about it. And that's why they didn't seat anybody there.
Mm. Well, here's a quick story on Stephen Scherr. Stephen Scherr was the CEO of Hertz, but he did something really stupid. He decided, coming out of the pandemic, you know, Hertz had to declare bankruptcy because nobody was renting cars, nobody was traveling. They sold all their cars, the whole fleet. So they had to buy new cars, and they decided, Stephen Scherr, to buy lots of electric vehicles, 100,000 from Tesla, 175,000 from GM, 65,000 from Polestar, which is a Volvo Chinese company, and nobody would rent them. And I remember within the last year, my wife and I were doing a trip, and she looked at the rental car list, and she was going to pick Hertz, and it was all electric cars. And she said you had to look really closely. You could easily pick an electric car. And it turned out that people did not want to rent an electric car because a lot of people are staying at a hotel. Where are you going to charge it? Going over a friend's house. Where are you going to charge it? And I can't believe the CEO didn't think this through. They lost $245 million because the value of the EVs dropped. They had all these used EVs. There is not much of a market for them right now. They're not selling. They also found that if an EV gets into an accident, the collision and damage repairs cost twice as much as a gas vehicle. So it's a total bomb. People were afraid of being on vacation and getting stuck without any juice in their car in a strange area. And they also didn't want to spend time on their vacation trying to find an EV.
I was going to say, I bet that would be one of them.
Stephen Scherr did not think that through. And so he's out of work.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand on the iHeart app. One of the things you should listen to, you must listen to, is in the first hour, the 1:30 interview we did with Mark Kerkorian from the Center for Immigration Studies. And it was about the story that we're going to do now. But his analysis of it was quite fascinating. And let me lay out the story to begin with, in case you haven't heard, because this broke a little past 11:30 our time. The Supreme Court, for the first time anyone can remember, has sided with a state enforcing its own immigration law. The state, of course, is Texas. They passed a bill recently. It was called Senate Bill 4 that said police in Texas can arrest illegal immigrants for being here illegally as they cross the Rio Grande River, which is the border between the U.S. and Mexico. As the border runs through Texas, it's the Rio Grande, and you know, you've seen all the people who've been storming across the river. And up until this point, in all of America, states could not pass their own immigration laws. Every time this came up in federal court, right up to the U.S. Supreme Court, the rule was, no, in this case, federal law supersedes state law. No exceptions. Arizona made a run at this back in 2012, if you remember. They had a bill. I think the bill was called Assembly Bill 1070, and it was about having the police arrest illegal aliens. And ultimately, the Supreme Court said no by a vote of 5-3. This is not exactly the same, but it's similar. And if the police witness illegal aliens crossing the Rio Grande River, crossing the border, they can be arrested and they can be given a choice. They can be put in jail or they can agree to deportation and Texas would send them back over the border. These are for people that Texas catches, not people who end up going to claim asylum at a border station. If the Texas police catch you before you get to the station, or you're just freelancing it on your own, trying to sneak over, they can arrest you and deport you or put you in jail, be a misdemeanor. Misdemeanors are a year or less in jail. Now, everybody expected that the Supreme Court would side with the Biden administration, which was protesting this decision. In fact, originally, a district court judge in Austin had blocked the law from going into effect on February 29th with the usual rationale. Sorry, this is in conflict with federal law. But 4 days later, the U.S. Court of Appeals, Fifth Circuit, New Orleans, reversed the district judge decision and voted 2-1. No explanation. They just said, no, the law can continue. It's okay. So immediately the Biden administration took it to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the U.S. Supreme Court says, let's keep this law going. 6-3. Now, it's not a permanent decision. This is not a decision on the law itself. It's a decision on the injunction. The district court had put an injunction blocking the law. The appeals court reversed the injunction. The Supreme Court agreed with the reversal. So Texas, as of now, can enforce the law until further notice, until the real case works its way through the system. Maybe that takes a long time. I don't know. And now other states probably are going to look into creating and enforcing their own immigration laws. And it's a big change. Nobody was betting on the Biden administration losing this one because no administration had ever lost a case like this. And this could be, everyone's using the phrase game changer, because now, and you know Texas is going to do this, they're going to go after everybody coming over the border. I mean, they have Texas State Police positioned at the border already. They'd already put up razor wire to keep illegal aliens from crossing at Shelby Park. And the federal government, the Biden administration, had got a Supreme Court decision allowing the feds to cut the wire if they want. But interestingly, the feds haven't decided to cut the wire. It still remains. And it cut the crossings down dramatically. I mean, something like 4,000 a day to 40 or less. And now word's already out, I'm sure. Nobody's going to come near Texas. Nobody's going to come near the Rio Grande River. The crossings could drop to zero. It's going to push everything to Arizona and California. And I'm sure Gavin Newsom will follow up. What's funny is they always said this stuff wouldn't work, right? Oh, you can't put up a wall. You can't put up a fence. Don't find a way around it. Turns out you can. You can put up barbed wire. You can put up armed police officers. You can give the armed officers the right to arrest. And illegal aliens stop showing up. I'm sure a few will get through, but not thousands every day. All you have to do is enforce the law. All you have to do is your job. And it works. And so people get detained. People will get jailed. People will get deported. So what? That's always been the law. And it's always been enforced until the Biden administration. There have been some administrations that are looser, some tighter, but you've never seen anything like this. And it's just gotten to a point where somebody has to step in and enforce the law. The Biden administration is full of crazy fanatics on this issue. Absolute fanatics who think borders are illegitimate. The U.S. is illegitimate. How do you have an administration who thinks the nature of our country is illegitimate and its borders can't be respected? And we actually having people like that running the White House while Biden is in a semi-coma. All right, when we come back, the scourge of Los Angeles is vagrants. And there was a fire the other day at Casa Vega in Sherman Oaks, started in a dumpster real close to the grease trap that the restaurant has. That would have been really bad. And we got a report we want to play for you. Because, you know, they're still not doing anything about the vagrants. Karen Bass still failing at that. Nithya Raman still failing at it. This is her district. So we'll continue. John Cobalt Show, KFI.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Conway's coming up in minutes. Sherman Oaks, which had really, because I used to do a lot of shopping, and my wife and I go to restaurants and go grocery stores and wander around Ventura Boulevard years ago. And it's become really some blocks run down, filled with crazed homeless people. This is Nithya Raman. And I don't know what's wrong with people who live in her district. She got reelected with 50% of the vote. And so she doesn't have to go to a November runoff. She had two candidates against her, and they split the vote to some extent. Anyway, another restaurant. The restaurants have really been struggling because there's so many homeless people terrorizing them. And some transient started a fire next to Casa Vega. And we're going to get a report here from KTLA 5, Sandra Mitchell, who talked with the owner.
Security video shows the arsonist pour an accelerant in a dumpster and light it on fire. Flames go flashing up the side of a Sherman Oaks apartment building.
I was horrified.
The Saturday night fire was in the parking lot of Casa Vega, a popular restaurant.
I mean, the flames were about 10 feet high, and it's right next to our grease trap. And if the fire had hit our grease trap, it would have been like a bomb explosion.
The arsonists have not been caught. Local business owners blame transients.
We have a constant assault by the transients that come in the restaurant.
Terrorizing the Ventura Boulevard neighborhood.
And we had a busser that was stabbed coming to work right in the driveway of Casa Vega by a transient.
The owner of Valley Inn, the oldest restaurant in the valley, tells us homeless people are scaring their customers and employees. They're pleading with city officials to help, but they're also doing what they can to protect themselves. Robert Tomlinson is a volunteer with the Neighborhood Watch Group. That's him in the bright yellow vest. He was on patrol Saturday night and spotted the arson fire.
And I just happened to cross this smoke column. And then I, you know, made the determination that I needed to do something, so I called 911. And
the dumpster fire really didn't cause much damage, but the owner of Casa Vega says incidents like this ultimately could put her 70-year-old restaurant out of business. Her insurance company recently canceled her policy.
The crime, the homeless, the lack of consequences, it's making businesses uninsurable, because if the government and authorities aren't going to prosecute crime, insurance is going to stop paying for it.
You probably noticed in that security video at least three people involved in the fire. LAPD tells us nobody has been arrested.
Of course not. Yeah, I had thought of that angle. Insurance companies not wanting to insure restaurants because the neighborhood has gone to hell there. And, yeah, if you were the mayor, if you're the city councilman, you heard that report, wouldn't you be angry and embarrassed at yourself for allowing this to go on? They could stop it in a day. In a day, they wanted to. Conway and Thompson both.
Hey, now.
We were born outraged over on this side of the table,
yeah,
damn it.
You should be outraged.
Dr. Dre, John, I know you'll be very, very hard-pressed to tell me much about Dr.
Yeah,
Dre.
Who cares?
See the guy who does the eyes?
No,
Dr.
Dre. He got a star on the Walk of Fame.
So what?
It's a big
cares?
Deal, don't you
It's
have a star?
Right next to Dr. Menger's star.
I don't know a single piece of music by him.
Would you say yes if they offered you a star?
They have already decided that we were never going to get a star.
Is that a separate email you get?
You got to kiss the ass of city council people to do that.
No. I don't remember who it was. I think it was Loman and Barkley. It was some old radio school guys. And they showed up. They unveiled the star and the name was misspelled.
Is that right?
Oh, that's strong. That's great.
Well, that was Kobe's statue. They've got all these typos.
Yeah, four typos.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. On one statue.
The world is stupid, isn't
four
it?
Four typos.
Apparently.
How hard is it to check the spelling on the statue?
As Conway always says, how many people looked at that and then just let it go?
How many gave it the okay? And by the way, in two of the mistakes on that statue, it's decision. But decision is spelled correctly right on top of where it's misspelled. You don't have to go to a dictionary. You just have to look up an inch.
They couldn't get to the end of decision.
And they spelled decision differently two times. One of them has got to be wrong.
Yeah.
Didn't the guy think maybe?
How many times do you want it spelled correctly?
Who is that guy? I want his name. I want to see his photo.
Yeah, I don't know. He probably works here. SpaceX, you see the big launch last night?
I did not.
Did you watch it last night?
I saw it on Instagram.
I saw a photo of it.
Yeah, many videos.
I saw it live. I felt like I was better than you guys because I saw it live.
Oh,
LA Fire Department knocks down a fire at a baked potato jazz club. That's a big deal. You know, that's one of the premier jazz clubs in Studio City. I think it's the only one. But it's a big deal. Have you ever been to the baked potato?
I have not.
Have you been there, Mark?
I have not, and I'm now thinking I want to go when they get it all cleaned up.
They saved it, though.
They saved it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like a fire at a jazz club is a real bad thing, don't you? A jazz club especially. the last bastion of like a special kind of art.
Civility.
Yeah. I see Conway. I say this often, John, maybe you'll agree. I see him as a jazz stylist of talk radio. Do you agree with me on that? I agree with
them. Kind of a free form.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Whatever's hitting him at that second. You know?
They certainly nothing organized.
They changed it to the burnt potato. Isn't that?
Oh, he doubled back for that.
Powerball, Mega Millions, what is the other one? Powerball and Mega Millions, $1.5 billion. We're in that. Are you in the office pool with us? We're in an office pool if we win.
I don't do lotteries.
You don't do lotteries?
Well, no. It's one in 300 million. No.
Right, but
by definition.
Well, when you put it like that.
But there was the last group that won was an office group of like 30 people. And guess what? They have a better lotto captain than we do.
Yeah. Oh, Conway is shaming our lotto captain.
If I won a prize, I don't want to share it with 30 other people. I want the whole thing.
Really? No. $1.5 billion, you wouldn't be okay?
Oh, sure. You know, you'd end up with one of those cheaper prizes. It'd be $1,000 divided by 30. And then they take out taxes.
Wow.
You'll be able to buy a cheeseburger at the end.
I would love to win it with like 80 people. That would be great.
Yeah, you know? Too.
And then to find the two guys that didn't pitch in 20 bucks.
They were still over. And then there's a whole lawsuit over that, right? Because everybody else sues them. No, they didn't actually hadn't made the contribution.
Yeah. Everyone would come by and go like, hey, John, I got a little bag of cookies for you. I bought it down the hall.
Consolation prize. All right, Conway Thompson.
All right, ding dong with you,
come
Johnny.
On, John Cobalt.
John Cobalt. How many years you been here, Cobalt? Somebody asked me that today.
Well, 31.
Wow, is that right?
Is that right? God,
that's when's your anniversary here?
November 23rd.
Oh, okay, that's that's the day Kennedy got killed.
Is it?
Is it JFK?
I thought it was
22nd. Or 22nd. November 22nd.
Oh, that's right. My brother, my friend was born on the 23rd, the day after.
All right. Anything else? Ashley Johnson, do I get the name right today?
Yeah, she's the best.
All right.
Come on.
Crozier who?
Because nobody tells me anything.
Crozier who?
Crozier.
She's got the news.
That's right.
Live in the KFI.
Ding dong with you.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.